Hello. This week at my school is a very mixed bag of activities. It's our senior school's exam week, which means that years 7 to 10 have their examinations to work out how they've been doing during the year. And crammed into that are other activities, one of which I hope to do an audio book about at the end of the week, and that is for our English Civil War Day reenactment, when we have a visitor who comes, and we're outdoors all day, so we hope that the weather's good, and he talks to our 80 to 90 pupils for the whole day, and he has them in the palm of his hand, and I've known Captain Parrish for 14 years, I've been his chaperone for 14 years, and I'm really, really hopeful and excited that he is going to be as good as he ever is this year. At the start of the week, as in tomorrow and Tuesday, we've for our lower part of the school, age-wise, the prep department, our year sixes, for about 4 or 5 years now, we've been having the services of Oscar Stringer, the inimitable Oscar Stringer, to come and do some claymation workshops. And the girls always love it. It's a kind of rite of passage, almost now it's become traditional. They do this for the whole day. We have two forms, so one spends Monday doing it, one spends Tuesday doing it. And there's a slight departure this year. What we've decided to do is we're going to have the other form, the one who's not doing the animation, on Monday and vice versa on Tuesday. They're going to do an activity, and that's what I'm currently working on at the minute. And that activity is going to be a kind of IT cross-curricular project that will pull together all the skills they've got during the year. So what we're looking at is maybe constructing it as a web quest, if I can get it sorted by the end of the evening. I'm going to do the Bernie Dodge style of web quest, where it's a highly structured format. It encourages collaboration and a collaborative outcome at the end of it. And what the girls are going to do is, on Thursday, they will present to me what they have come up with for the project. So I'm really, really excited to see what they do, because we're giving them the whole day to really get their teeth into things such as collaborative mind mapping using MindMaster and Bubble Us. We're going to try and do some collaborative slideshow making using Google Docs Presenter. We're going to try and get them to storyboard an idea for an advert for the whatever it is that they decide they're going to do, and that we might be done in Kerpoof using the animation, the making a movie feature. We're going to also get them doing a spreadsheet using either Google Docs or Excel. We're going to try and get them to do a survey of their peers by using Google Docs Forms. We're going to try and make a poster using Glogster. And we're going to try and use what my favourite program at the moment, my favourite Web 2 application, is Stupiflix. And that is almost like, if anyone is familiar with Animoto, it's a really, really good example of a product where it produces slideshows with very great ease. And the slideshows are created from images. So that's what I'm looking to do, and we're hopeful that they'll enjoy doing all that and then presenting to me on Thursday. And it's also a departure this week, because we are going to do some examinations in ICT so they can inform us as to the progress of our year 7s and 8s. And we think we've come up with quite a taxing thing that they're going to do, and I'm really excited to find out how that's going to go. So all in all, a very hectic week, and topped off by some report writing, which I'm going to have to do tonight. So hopefully I'll make some more audio boos. This has been my first, and it's interesting to see how audio boo will play a part in my recording of activities from now on.